try our best to be not 1 minute late. If we can be earlier for a class, that will show our talab, our desire. And Allah makes great decisions on the desire of a person. So we should try and be early and show our eagerness to learn. Allah Ta'ala will bless us very greatly on that. The second point that we discussed, that namaz is the most important in our lives. We must be regular with our namaz. And if we can bring it to this level, our namaz attendance, that we don't have to take any roll call whatsoever. That everyone realizes that namaz is farz on me and I have to perform my namaz. And there were those great people, Allah give us tawfiq to try and follow in their footsteps, that when they couldn't walk themselves to the masjid, they had two people to carry them, but they used to come for jamaat namaz. Allah give us that jazba also, inshallah. So namaz is very, very important, and all the aspects of namaz. Think of our qaza namazes also, then think also of performing our namaz with proper outward postures, then with the concentration and devotion also, try and work on this. This is the time now. Afterwards you will become very busy, and now is the time that you can make your namazes properly and develop your namazes that they become properly. Then the third thing after that, we are human beings, we have to eat. So eating is also important, but for that also see that we are on time for eating, so that we have enough time for eating. Before that, try your best to eat the madrasa food. There is a lot of barakat in the food that is prepared on the, no matter how simple it might be. And try and have that. When we go in jamaat, the food the jamaat prepares, that has got lot of barakat in it. And in the same way, in a khanqah, the food that is prepared, there's got lot of barakat in it. So all this food, try and consume as far as possible, eat that food. Instead of eating the food that comes from the takeaways, etc. Yeah, we try our best how much we can, that we are particular about the source of the food, etc. As much as we can, we try. And when we buy from other places, we don't know what we are buying also. So therefore, that also is an important thing, that we make sure that the food that we take, Allah Ta'ala says to the Rasuls, Ya ayyuha ar-rusul, kulu min at-tayyibat wa amalu saliha. That we eat from tayyibat. Halal is 100%, it has to be. But more than halal, it must be halalan tayyiba. It must be good, wholesome food. So try, and wa amalu saliha. The result of it is you get tawfiq of amal saliha. So try our best that we eat the food of the madrasa, that way there will be great, great benefit in there. And for that, try and be on time, so that you are not late last minute, perhaps the food is running short or something, and then you came late, so try and avoid that. Try and be on time. And don't make food the object of our life also. Object here while we are studying is our ilm, that must we must give preference to that. And try and finish on time also. Not that you come last minute. We had some complaints for breakfast, for example. Some student who was coming continuously late, when they are closing up, he's coming at that time. Then he was going in the kitchen and taking the tea, etc. That's for them to be able to go see to their work ahead. And the students have to be coming for classes here. So if we go, or we go too late, or we go last minute, we are upsetting everything. So try and be on time. Occasionally, sometimes it might happen, you had to go to the toilet urgently or some other urgent matter, but as far as possible, try and be on time for our meals also, and see that we eat good healthy food also, and eat the food that is prepared in the madrasa. Inshallah, you will get lot of benefit. I know it's not making sense to you now, and you must be thinking, what is this madrasa food, etc. But later you will understand. But then it will be too late, of course. Now if you can understand it, or you just accept it at face value, you will see the fruit of it later. And those who feel that, no, what is this food, too simple, and we want chicken every day, that is also another great harm that has come into our lives. Previously people used to eat chicken very seldom, meat very seldom. It was mainly vegetables and dars. But today those are swear words for us. Especially eat the dar is a swear word. You saw me. You insulted me that I must eat this. But that is what will be good for you if you can understand. And these other things, there are a lot of other harms also with it. So we should try and, if we can, many students afterwards, after many years, they contact us again and they said the advices you gave, now we realize the value of it. So I know at this moment how you're feeling and thinking about it. You have to listen. What can you do? You have to listen. But if you listen with the ears of your heart and you take it to your heart, inshallah, you will see the benefit. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.